Psalm 8:1, this is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be fearful or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Psalm 8:1. Psalm 86, verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to be occupied with thy name. Psalm 86:11. My beautiful writing, 2 Corinthians 5:20. Would you open your Bibles, please? I always type out the verse, and this morning I got here and realized that I did not do it for the first session, and so I'm not to be outdone, and so I have printed for you to see this beautiful way that I'm printing 2 Corinthians 5:20. If you'll open your Bibles, please, to that passage of Scripture. I want to tell you that you folks have been messing around back there in the fellowship hall and staying a long time, taking up my time. And so that means that I'm going to go ahead. I have 15 points to give you. Take notes real fast, please. Listen rapidly. I'm going to speak rapidly in the time that we have here this morning. Let's pray together first. Would you bow with me and let's have a moment of prayer together. Father, it is wonderful and important for us to be here. It is time for us always to receive the impartation, dissemination, communication of the wonderful Word of God. We realize that we're the recipients of this magnificent book. We're the recipients of the power of the Spirit of God. We have many wonderful opportunities in this life to be ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. So help us to understand the importance of living our lives in proper relationship to Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. If you'll look at it in whatever translation you have, you can see now that we have this verse on the screen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. It begins, as a substitute for Christ, therefore we are ambassadors, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray, beg, plead with you on behalf of Christ. Be ye reconciled to God. This is a magnificent verse of Scripture. On Wednesday night, we'll be dealing with the last part of the verse, which says, be ye reconciled to God. A beautiful word there, which we have studied in the past. We'll look at it in great detail in relationship to God's righteousness, that we are reconciled by the grace of God. We'll see that on Wednesday night. Now, if you'll look, please, at the beginning of this verse, 2 Corinthians 5:20, we have huper, Christou, un. Very interesting way that the passage is presented to us. You will notice that it says, in essence, on behalf of Christ. You'll notice that I've translated it, and I feel like that this is okay to do it this way, as a substitute for Christ. Now, some of you are saying, how in the world could anyone be a substitute for Jesus Christ? Let me say it this way. The Lord Jesus Christ came, and he was on this earth for those 33 years. He left this earth and went back, and he's sitting at the Father's right hand. And in his absence, we are responsible for being the proper representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the reason why I chose to use the word substitute. I'm fully aware of the fact that no one on this earth, including you and me, we're never qualified in ourselves to be a substitute, but we have the responsibility of being a representative for Jesus Christ in his absence. So I would like for you to put this down, because actually the Greek preposition is huper, which is translated on behalf of. And so I've translated it, I think, correctly, on behalf of or as a substitute for Christ. Therefore, we are ambassadors as through God, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray, beg, plead with you to be reconciled to God Let me tell you, first of all, that we need to look not only at the passage of scripture which we have, 2 Corinthians 5:20. I want you, if you will, to go to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 20. Verse 20 of chapter 6 says, "For which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." The Apostle Paul, writing to the believers at Ephesus, he's telling them what conditions he is in, and he says, "I am an ambassador in chains." So we've already emphasized in the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians all the many aspects through which the Apostle Paul had to go. So what I want to do is to present to you very rapidly the fact that Jesus Christ is presenting to us the fact that we too are ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. This is found in 2 Corinthians 5:20, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 20. I would encourage you, if you're going to take notes, to abbreviate, because I'm going to be moving quite rapidly. I have 15 points, and I'm telling you ahead of time so you can know when we get to the end of the message. That may be about 12:30 or 1 o'clock, but that's okay. No, I'm just kidding. We find definition of ambassadorship. An ambassador is a high-ranking minister of state or member of royalty sent to another nation to represent his sovereign. This is a good definition for the word ambassador. We're talking now about normal ambassadors. We're not emphasizing on this particular definition a Christian ambassador. We're talking about ambassadors in general. An ambassador is a high-ranking minister of state or member of royalty sent to another nation to represent his sovereign. B part of the definition is, this individual is a diplomatic agent of the highest rank sent by one sovereign or state to another resident representative or on temporary special service. Now, I want you to see that I'm giving you the American College Dictionary definition. An ambassador is, and I quote, "a diplomatic agent of the highest rank sent by one sovereign or state to another resident representative or on temporary special service." That's the American College Dictionary of the word ambassador. Number two, all church-age Christians are ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's presented in our verse of Scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, where Paul says, "We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were entreating through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." So number two, all church-age Christians are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20, which is our verse of Scripture. Let me remind you, and you need to realize this, as I need to realize this on a day-by-day basis, that we are ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been given a specific responsibility, and that simply means that we have the responsibility of fulfilling God's plan as ambassadors. Roman numeral 3. When we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we became a member of royalty, and that qualifies us as members of God's family to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. I realize that this point is a long one, number 3, but I want you to see what I'm trying to get over. When we accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, we became a member of royalty, which means that we qualify now as a member of God's family to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. What is it that qualifies us to be ambassadors? Is it our goodness? Is it because of our relationship to a church? Is it our relationship to trying to keep the Ten Commandments? All of those things? No, no, no. The emphasis here is that we are a member of the royal family, and we represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Roman number 4. The Christian is sent by Christ to represent him in his personal absence on the earth. I tried to say that at the beginning of this particular session. Jesus Christ came. He served God's plan, purpose, and gave himself totally for the sins of the world. died on the cross, was buried, came forth out of the grave, ascended to sit at the Father's right hand. He's not with us on the earth now. And so we are responsible for being a representative of Him in His personal absence from the earth. My, what a challenge that is. Can you realize what that means? You and I have the responsibility of being a representative of Jesus Christ in His absence. Very important point. Roman numeral 4. The Christian is sent by the Lord Jesus Christ to represent Jesus Christ in His personal absence on the earth. Number 5. This depicts the fact that every Christian is in full-time Christian service. Please put it down. Churches that invite people to come and dedicate themselves to Christian service, they're doing a disfavor to the individuals, because what we must represent and must tell the people is that every person born into God's kingdom is a representative of Jesus Christ. They're in full-time Christian service. You're not going to volunteer for full-time Christian service. You're in it, whether you think about it or realize it or not. Now, do I stop? Need to stop there and let's just go home and let you think about that? You and I have the responsibility as a born-again believer to realize that we are in full-time Christian service. This matter of dedicating to Christian service is a misnomer. And we need to let people see that if they're born into God's kingdom, they are in full-time Christian service. Now, we've been having trouble with deacons today. They first of all messed up my projector. Then we went back in the fellowship hall and they poured coffee all over me. John's back there smiling. He's the one that bumped into me. I can't see from this right hand side anyway, so don't get on this side, I'll bump into you. And I don't know what happened back there. It wasn't John's fault really, it was mine. But I tell you what, he messed up my beautiful tie. My wife has been telling me that I shouldn't be wearing a tie with flowers on it. But anyway, that's feminine. But I don't care. I want you to know I like this tie. And I think it looks good from a distance, don't you? Okay, very good. Where was I before you folks interrupted me? The Christian is in full-time Christian service. So number 5, this depicts the fact that every Christian is responsible for representing Christ on a day-by-day basis. Now, number 6. An ambassador does not appoint himself. God makes that appointment. He does not support himself. An ambassador does not appoint himself. God makes that appointment. Look, if you will, at number 7. An ambassador does not write his own material. An ambassador does not write his own material of information that he's carrying. We're not the authors of the Word of God. God did that. We don't write the news. We deliver it. It's like a boy who throws the paper. He doesn't write the paper. He just throws the paper. Now, I went out to get the paper today, and I discovered that one of the individuals who wrapped that paper did a good job. They wrapped it double. And so when I came in, I went into the kitchen. On the floor, I emptied out that magnificent paper. And then later, Joyce came along and said, "What in the world is happening? There's water all over the floor." I want you to know that an ambassador does not appoint himself. An ambassador does not write his own material. He delivers it. We don't write the news. We deliver it. You're staying with me, number 8. An ambassador does not belong to the country to which he's sent. The Scripture reveals to us that this world is not our home. We have a heavenly citizenship. When we stop to realize that, it's so wonderful. So many of us here in this auditorium today have had loved ones to pass away, and they are with the Lord in that magnificent place called heaven. Ambassador is not at home in this world. This is not his home. The world is not our home. We have a heavenly citizenship. We're just passing through. And Philippians 1:27 says, "Only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Jesus Christ." What a wonderful verse of Scripture that is. Philippians 1:27. Let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Jesus Christ. What a great reminder to all of us that every day we live, we have the responsibility of being a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word conversation is spelled polites, P-O-L-I-T-E-S, which actually means manner of life. It actually means a citizen. That's a beautiful word. You ought to write that one down somewhere. P-O-L-I-T-E-S, which means manner of life, a citizen. The Greek word, P-O-L-I-S, is the Greek word representing the English word city. So this is telling us that we are citizens of God's kingdom. We're to have a manner of life befitting our heavenly citizenship. I pause for a moment and ask you a question as I ask myself the question. Do we have a manner of life that represents the fact that we are individuals who have a heavenly citizenship? We've been born into God's kingdom. We've been saved by His grace. Do we represent that on a day-by-day basis? We are ambassadors. Number 9, ambassadors will receive antagonism in this life from evil satanic sources. Wow. You didn't want to hear that, did you? Ambassadors will receive antagonism in this life from evil satanic sources. But as representatives, as ambassadors of the Lord, they know that peace and stability comes totally from the Lord, and they move right on in happiness. Now, I need to stay a long time on that point. Our happiness, the thing that makes it possible for us to have joy inextinguishable, is to have a proper relationship to Jesus Christ. And though we're going to find at times antagonism in life, evil satanic sources bringing about all of this, but as ambassadors of the Lord, we know peace and stability. It comes from the Lord, and we move right on in happiness. Our happiness is not in people. Our happiness is not in things. Our happiness is not in the material things of life. Our happiness is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Number 10, ambassadorship also relates to effectiveness in witnessing. That's the reason why we have this verse of Scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God was beseeching, entreating, calling alongside, through us, we beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Which simply says we are responsible for witnessing as an ambassador. We're to entreat the lost to be reconciled to God. And that's the reason why Ephesians 6:20 says, for the sake of which gospel, Paul says, I am an ambassador, even in the midst of chains right now, in order that in this responsibility I may boldly, with confidence, speak and communicate the gospel. That's a great point. Number 10, let me go back and let you see what the beginning of it is. Ambassadorship also relates to effectiveness in witnessing. And that's 2 Corinthians 5:20. That takes me to point 11. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 16, in verse 17, these verses reveal that not all ambassadors are effective. I'm sure that you know that there are probably times in your life when you've not been as an effective believer as you should. And so Proverbs 13, 16, and 17 reveal that not all ambassadors are effective. That passage says, every wise man deals with a word, but a backslidden person lays open, communicates folly or foolishness. Isn't that interesting? Proverbs 13, 16. Every wise man deals with God's word, but a backslidden person, or is classified as a foolish person, lays open, communicates folly or foolishness. And so this tells me that there are two kinds of witnessing. There's witnessing for the Lord, and this also says there's foolish witnessing, being foolish. A wicked messenger falls into mischief, adversity, but a faithful ambassador brings healing, health, reconciliation. Isn't that interesting that that tells us that there are two kinds of witnesses? Either witness is effective or witness is non-effective. And if we're non-effective, then the scripture describes us as foolish. And being foolish, we're classified as a wicked messenger. We fall into mischief. But a faithful ambassador brings health and healing and reconciliation. That takes me to number 12. In Isaiah 33, 6 and 7, we find something else that's interesting about ambassadors. In that passage of scripture, there's an emphasis upon weeping ambassadors. The scripture says, and wisdom and knowledge, that's Christ controlling, shall be the stability of your times. Let's look at that again. Isaiah 33, 6 and 7 is going to reveal to us disobedient, weeping ambassadors. And wisdom and knowledge, that's Christ controlling history, shall be the stability of your times, a wealth of salvation. The fear of the Lord is His treasure. I couldn't help when I was typing this out for you to put in parentheses, to be controlled by Christ is great treasure. That's wonderful to see. If we're controlled by Christ, if we are an ambassador for Jesus Christ, the Bible says that that's great treasure. Then let me read on. Behold, their brave men cry in the streets. The ambassador of peace weep bitterly. Which is saying, and I put in parentheses again, man's efforts to bring peace will result in the ambassadors weeping bitterly. Did you see what I'm saying? Man's efforts to bring peace will result in the ambassador weeping bitterly. What I'm trying to get over here is it cannot be done in human ingenuity and human strength. We're not going to ever be effective as believers, ambassadors for Jesus Christ, if we're depending upon the energies of the flesh. We've got to be dependent upon the power of God and the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Right? So, let's look at it. Man's efforts to bring peace will result in the ambassador weeping bitterly. Ambassadors of peace, many have failed. Say, people involved in the social gospel, social action movement. I could name a bunch of things here, will not do it, but I'm trying to let you see. Ambassadors of peace, so-called, have failed because they're involved in all these things that are not in keeping with God's wonderful plan. Roman numeral 13. You didn't know I could go so fast. I want you to see that a faithful ambassador, a successful ambassador, is one who takes up his cross daily, has an altar of God's word in his soul, and puts on the whole armor of God. I want us to spend a little bit of time there. I want you to see what I'm trying to get over. What does it mean to take up your cross daily? It simply means, I believe, to be a full-time Christian, properly related to Jesus Christ, on a moment-by-moment basis. That's not the easiest thing to do. I want you to know that I'm not speaking because I've been reading your mail, but I can tell you very quickly that there have been moments of this day where you've not been in right relationship with Jesus Christ. You're saying you're being ugly to us. No, I know you well enough because I know myself. And I know that all of us fail. And there have been times throughout this particular day, our minds, our hearts have gone astray, and we've gotten out of fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have not been faithful ambassadors taking up the cross daily. Look, if you will, at number B, part of number 13. Has an altar of God's word in his soul. This is beautiful language, if you'll follow along. Has an altar of God and God's word in his soul. This simply means that every day that you and I live, we're responsible for saturating ourselves with the truth of God's word while filled with the Holy Spirit, so that while filled with the Holy Spirit, we can utilize and make application of God's wonderful word. In other words, that means that we have an altar of God's Word in our souls. And then that takes us to number C. We put on the whole armor of God. It takes us also to D, which means that in maturity, we have a grace life. We're living a grace-abounding life. God's plan is for us to be advanced. God's plan for us is to grow. If you will now, let's look at 14 and 15. The purpose of the ambassador is to speak boldly, to speak with confidence. That's the B part of Ephesians 6:20. The Apostle Paul says that I may speak boldly. You know me well enough to know that I enjoy looking at the verbs. You and I are able to see here how fantastic this particular word is. Let's look at it. It is the Greek word P-A-R-R-E-S-I-A-Z-O-M-A-I. Boy, that's a long one. But I want you to realize that when you see a word that has O-M-A-I on the end of it, that means that it is a deponent verb. I could go into discussion on the deponent verb, but let me just simply say that the word is used here, Paul speaking, and he's saying to these Ephesian believers, that I may speak boldly. Subjunctive verb, I may or may not do it. How can I know that? Because I know what a subjunctive verb means. What does this mean to us today? It means that the very same thing that happened to the Apostle Paul happens to us. And on a day-by-day basis, we may or may not speak boldly the Word of God. It's important then that we understand the importance of being right with God. Did you notice something else about this verb? You didn't think I would tell you, did you? You thought I'd keep you in secret. I don't want to keep you in secret about this. Do you notice that it's a middle voice? The middle voice says the subject participates in the action and is normally benefited thereby. Do you see how powerful this is? The Apostle Paul says that I may speak at a point of time, aorist tense. Middle voice. When I speak, I'm benefited. Other people are benefited. The middle voice. And then, notice, subjunctive mood. I may or may not be doing it. That same thing is true of you. The same thing is true of me. Our responsibility, wherever we may find ourselves tomorrow, our responsibility is to be an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. I couldn't believe that I could speak so fast and make it way through all these points so rapidly. I'm down to number 15. Did you realize that? And I still have about 2 or 3 minutes to go. I think I'm going to just stop here and rest a while. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. We read those verses in our early service, the first service today. Paul had no desire to be a complainer. He did not want to discredit God's work, even in the midst of great suffering. I read through these verses. I've looked at these verses time and time again. I want you to see that when you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, I read about the Apostle Paul beatings, imprisonments, tumults, labors, sleeplessness, hunger. Those are not pleasant words, are they? They let me know that the Apostle Paul did not have it always easy, but he was determined that he was going to be a faithful ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what God is saying to each one of us in this auditorium today, and those who listen to this verse, who listen to these verses by way of the internet, who have already accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. God desires that each one of us, as born-again believers, be effective ambassadors. No one can do this for you and me. No one can do this for you but you. And no one can do this for me but me. What a challenge. May we bow for a moment of prayer, please. Father, thank you for this challenge. My, how fantastic it is to realize that while we're here on the earth as believers in Jesus Christ, we represent our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. My, what a challenge. This should just shake us, everyone, realizing that we're representatives of Christ in the absence of our Savior, who sits at this moment at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. We pray that we will realize as born-again believers that our purpose on this earth is to be a good, right, effective representative of Jesus Christ. Help us to do that. And for those who hear the message who've never accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, this is their need. They need to believe, because salvation is by faith alone in Christ alone. May they at this moment trust you as their Savior. We know that Jesus said, I am the way. He didn't say, I'm one of the ways. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except by me. We pray that there will be those who will trust you right now as their personal Lord and Savior. We thank you for your matchless grace and for every blessing that you give us day by day. And we praise you for your continual expressions of love toward us. And we thank you in Jesus' name for all these blessings. Amen.
Grace and peace.